One of those attending the synod is Cardinal Gabriel Wacko of Khartoum in Sudan. He says he wants to bring a message to the meeting about the church in his country.
One thing we would like to many of our bishops and even the whole church to know that there is a church in the Sudan, and the Catholic Church is functioning properly because, well, during all the years of the war, we were the only group that really stood with the people, and the people who gave directions, also tried to give directions to the government and to protest against some of the things the government was doing. And back in Khartoum, for instance, we took up some of the social needs of the people, especially the need for education. And since in the 80s, I had opened 120 primary schools. I had brought the number of pupils to 42,000. And it was just an effort to get these children out from the streets and to ensure that in the future we will have, let us say, educated and prepared lay people who could take up the defense of the poor, we could say, and work for their own, for their development and so on. Unfortunately, this program had to, we had to begin to tune it down because we ran out of funds. And those who were assisting us also decided not to continue to help us. They said Europe itself is in a financial crisis and the people are not prepared to support educational programs, especially in schools. They told us the schools should be run by the government. Well, I took some of them to the camps and said, are these the kind of people that our government, Sudan now, is going to take care of? If it is taking care of them, why do you see these children here when all the rest are in the school?
And that was Gabriel Cardinal Wacko of Khartoum in Sudan. He was discussing the situation of the church, some of its progress, and the challenges facing them there in the Sudan in the context of the Second Special Assembly of the Synod of Bishops for Africa, which moved into its second week of work this morning.